Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready for Mad Mike, Wild Will, Coast to Coast on the Buzz. Soprano saxophonist Wayne Shorter. Wow. Hey, welcome everyone to Mad Mike and Wild Will Coast to Coast. Hey, Mad, what's going on, brother?
Just enjoying life, sir. How the hell are you?
Man, I'm enjoying this. Hey, thank you so much for sending me that information today. I didn't know, I realized until you sent me a message earlier today about Wayne Shorter passing away. And that song, Footprints, that's the song we just played. Man, that's music you can just sit back and just listen to, right? And, I know you have something on him, but he was born, I'm going to share this with you, then you jump right on in, brother. He was born in Newark, New Jersey in 1933. And he was born in August of, 25th of 1933. He was 89 when he passed, and he'll be 90, this year. He would have been 90 at, in August. But this cat, what a repertoire, what a resume, this guy has, man. He played with the likes of Miles Davis. Let's see. Hold on one second. Miles Davis, Art Blakey, and the Jazz Messengers. Miles Davis, the second, great quintet, the Manhattan Project, and Weather Report. Amazing cat. And he played the, he started playing the tenor saxophone, I understand. And he switched later in the 60s to the soprano sax. That is one beautiful instrument. I love the soprano sax. I'm going to share this with you, then I'm going to jump out of the way, Mike. Miles Davis. Herbie Hancock said of Shorter's tenure with Miles Davis, the second great quintet, the master, in quotation marks,
the master writer to me. In that group was Wayne Shorter. He's still a master. Wayne is one of the few people who brought music to Miles David that didn't get changed. Amazing, amazing guy. Thank you so much for that. What do you like to say, Mike?
No, I just wanted to make sure that we played this gentleman some tribute. Almost 90 years on this earth, and what a contribution he did to jazz and music in total. Recorded over 20 albums as a band leader.
Yes.
20 albums.
20.
Well, that's just incredible. And he won 12 Grammy Awards. Mm-hmm. And like you said, he switched from one sax to the tenor sax.
Right.
I used to play tenor sax and B flat clarinet, although I did it very poorly. But just again, we talked a lot about legacy here on the show, and
that's right,
people that are outstanding and iconic in their own ways. And it's and sometimes we just wear it a lack for more descriptive terms and more descriptive words.
Right.
Man, this guy walked out on this earth, and I hope that wherever he's at is a really good place for him, because he probably deserves it, most likely.
He brought a lot of pleasure right to us, and we talk about this, and we have next week. Oh, we have a special show with you, the Professor Pop Culture, and yours truly here, and we're going to bring back some of these geniuses that left a lasting legacy with us, and he was one of those cats. He also influenced Sonny Rollins, John Coltrane, and Coleman Hawkins. Just a great, great musician. And he, I believe it was in Coltrane's or one of these bands. He was the band director, and he wasn't short on education as far as I'm concerned. And he was inspired by his dad. His dad wanted him to take up the clarinet as a teenager, and he has an older brother named Alan, who also played alto saxophone before switching to the trumpet. Wow. While in high school, Wayne also performed with Nat Phipps band in New York after graduating from New York University with a degree in music education in 56. Spent 2 years in the Army, and during which time he played briefly with Horace Silver. After his discharge, he played with Maynard Ferguson. I haven't heard that name in a while. In his youth, Shorter had acquired the nickname Mr. Gone. I didn't know that, which later became an album title for Weather Report. We might get to some of that a little bit later on as well, Mike. But thank you so much for bringing that to me. And shortly after you sent me that message, I started getting messages all on Facebook about his passing. He was well recognized, and he influenced many. And again, you know, music, it has, we talk about this often, has a healing property to it. And so anyway, let's get to it, Mike. Got some music for you. Boy, this is from the Mad Pick. Looking forward to it. Let's see. I want to make sure I don't play your Mad Pick first. Okay. I don't know.
Did I give you a Mad Pick? Because we were off last week. I did give you a Mad Pick, didn't I?
I think you did. I'm going to have to pull it up. But let's
Pretty
see.
Sure.
That's fine. I hope this isn't it. I'll find it. Oh, wow. Oh, this is
Put it at the top of the list.
Oh.
I'll take a look.
This is Amanda Mamana. Back to life.
Now she's grown and she doesn't keep that fear anymore. It was kept in a box in a lock when she held the key. The box is locked and the key is nowhere to be seen. But what if I could go back in time and change the way I felt about my life? Oh, but then would I still have inside brought me back to life? I still remember the kid wanting to be more. And now she knows that she's worth more than what she's been told. She tried her best to be best and just forget the rest. But the rest is her best and it's what you get. So just let go. But what if I could go back in time and change the way I felt about my life? Oh, but then would I still have inside everything that's brought me back to life? I still remember that kid afraid of losing it all. And now she knows that it's a fire inside her.
I love that. Amanda Romana. Wow.
Yeah, that actually was my wild pick, so don't worry.
That was your pick. Yeah, absolutely. I didn't notice that until after I had played it, so I'm going to come up with mine. But that was a beautiful song. I hadn't heard that song before.
Well, but there's a backstory to this. This young lady was on America's Got Talent.
Okay.
And very impressive, does her own songs as well. But she has a tremendous stuttering problem. She's got a speech problem. So you can go to America's Got Talent and you can look her up for her first show and you'll see her struggle to talk to the judges and such. And when she sang, her stuttering problem went away, which is why I kind of picked this for my mad pick tonight, because this was unusual and very touching that, here she's got this tremendous speech impediment. And yet she gets on that huge stage in front of, I think, 4,000 people and those judges, and has the guts and the courage to sing. I believe she was singing one of her own songs. So she's a writer as well as a singer. And then the beauty of the human brain just never ceases to amaze me, because, you know, we all talk about left brain, right brain. Well, her stuttering from her speech portion of her brain is on one side, but her artistic ability is on the other side of the brain. This is my understanding of it, and anybody would like to correct me, please do. I don't know it all. So here you have the left brain, right brain, where she has this tremendous stuttering problem on one side of the brain, and yet she can read, write, sing music without a stutter. So that's why it was my mad pick for this evening.
I'm glad you did, and that is a very important point. That's not unusual for someone who has a stuttering problem that also happens to be an artist, a musician, and how they don't stutter when they're singing. I mean, you would never know that she had a problem stuttering to listen to her.
You remember Mel Tillis?
Say that again.
Mel Tillis?
Yes.
Mel Tillis? Yeah, he had a tremendous stuttering problem too. He was on Smokey the Bandit and all that, but when he sang, gone.
It's amazing. I think that's absolutely incredible. That is absolutely incredible, folks. The power of
music. I'm glad you like my mad pick.
Hey, I'm glad. Well, we normally play the mad pick halfway through the show, right? At the half, but I didn't notice that before, but I'm glad we played that. That's a beautiful, beautiful song. I've got one for you. And this one is an artist that I've admired for years. Now, he's a jazz artist, Lonnie Liston Smith. And this song, I picked it, Mike, because I think it's needed today. It's called Give Peace a Chance. Lonnie Liston Smith. Hey, this is my wild pick. All right. Kick back, grab a glass, and enjoy, folks. Mad Mike and Wild Wheel Coast to Coast.
L is for the way you look at me. O is for the only one I see. V is very, very extraordinary. E is even more than anyone that you adore. And love is all that I can give to you. Love is more than just a game for two. Two in love can't make it. Take my heart and please don't break it. Love was made for me and you.
Earth, Wind, and Fire. Amazing, amazing group. Mike, hey partner, I had the opportunity of seeing this group about three times, and they were formed in 1969. There are only two groups that's been around longer than them, and one is Kool & the Gang, and the other is the Isley Brothers. But it's only a year older, right? These cats, the last time I saw them, it was at the Hollywood Bowl. It was wall-to-wall, amazing. Nobody sat down. It was great. Great group.
Good venue there, too. I've been there a number of times. I like that venue.
I love it. Great venue. And, oh, my goodness. And it is shaped like a bowl. It is really shaped like a bowl. And the stage, it was just a dynamic. These cats, I mean, 54 years, I believe, they've been together. 54 years. Amazing, amazing. And they were formed, let's see, what it is, Chicago. They originated in Chicago. R&B, soul, funk, disco, pop, dance, jazz, progressive soul. Just amazing guys, right? Devon was formed by Maurice White. Okay. Maurice White was the guy that formed the band back in 1969, growing out of Salty Peppers. The original group was called Salty Peppers. Prominent members that have included, Philip Bailey, what a voice, Verdine White, Ralph Johnson, Larry Dunn, Al McKay, Roland, Batista, Robert Brookins, Sonny Emery, Fred Ravel, Ronnie Laws. I had no idea until I read a few weeks back that Ronnie Laws was part of that. Great musician himself, right? Sheldon Reynolds and Andrew Walfolk. And the band was known.
William?
I'm sorry, say that again.
William?
Yes.
You're starting to sound a little bit more like the professor every day.
Well, if you know the professor, I can't chop the professor. You know, I have to read most of mine. A lot of his come from memory and, you know, experience, but the professor, as a matter of fact, the professor has a new book that's coming out too. I believe, it's a remake of the life legacy of Michael Jackson, and it's called Bless His Soul. And that should come out on Amazon here probably in a week or so, maybe two, and we'll give you more information about that. Speaking of the professor, he's going to join us next week. As I mentioned before, folks, if you haven't heard Monday Night Madness, you're missing a treat. We're talking about musicology, and we say musicology with a heavy dose of serotonin. It's just incredible. We call ourselves a sonic archaeologist. You know why? Because we dig up the gems and we deliver them on a silver platter. How about that? That's pretty cool. But anyway, this group, before you had left it for a second, but before that song, I was playing Diana Krall. What I really like about our shows, Mike, and there's so many that we have, music shows, and we also have talk shows, sports, comedy, entertainment, and the like, is that I learned so much. You turned me on to Diana Krall. It was a song that you had picked a few weeks back by her that I really like a lot.
Yeah, she did Boy from Ipanema, and she did it down in Brazil to a live audience. And in the middle of her performance, she got the entire audience to sing in their language.
Loved it. Love it. It's just absolutely incredible stuff. So there are millions of songs out, folks. And one host or the other can't know it all. And so believe it or not, I turned the professor on to some music he hadn't heard before. And the same vice versa. You turned me on music I haven't heard before. And we tried to expand your music knowledge because we play different genres of music. As long as it's good music, we play it. We will play it here. If you have a request, just send it to me. Text it to me, 909-910-0265. If you're joining us on StreamYard through Facebook, LinkedIn, or Twitter, you can also leave a comment in the comment section. You can leave your request there. Just amazing stuff, folks. We'll be right back. This one, Norah Jones, Don't Know Why.
I have nothing to say, but this is a wonderful lady.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
I waited till saw the sun.
That's good stuff.
I don't know why I didn't
I love
come.
This song.
I left you by the house of fun. don't know why I didn't come. I don't know why I didn't come. When I saw the break of day, I wish that I could fly away. Instead of kneeling in the sand, catching teardrops in my hand, my heart is drenched in wine. But you'll be on my mind forever, out across the endless sea. I would die in ecstasy, but I'll be a bag of bones driving down the road alone.
Away. this way. Don't you understand? I'm at your command. Oh, baby, please, please, don't leave me this way. Hey, don't leave me this way. I can't survive. Can't stay alive without your love.
Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. Yes, one of my favorite groups growing up. Amazing, amazing. And man, one thing about this group, they'll start off sort of, you know, mellow-like, and then all of a sudden it builds to this crescendo, and wow, it's amazing stuff. Spinners, they sort of have that style as well. Many don't know, Harold Melvin was the leader of the group. It's Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. Teddy Pendergrass was the drummer. He was their drummer first. And they discovered he could sing, and wow. And he became...
Right, I remember talking about that.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Then he went on to just a fabulous solo career. But just amazing, amazing cat there. Listen, got more from Mad Mike and Wild Will Coast to Coast. Got one for you. I haven't... played this lady in a while. Another great, great talent. Anita Baker. Sweet Love. Great pick, Mike. Great pick.
Gotta love the oldies.
Love it.